Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 120, numéro 120. So there's one particular question that keeps popping up in my inbox recently, and it revolves around the pronunciation of the French word tous, or tout, which means all, a double L in English. And it can be pronounced both tous or tout. And the pronunciation of that word will depend on a few things that we are about to learn today. Now, the tips I'm going to share with you in today's lesson to find out whether you should say tous or tout will work for most situations, but there are more rules around it. But as always, I try to really stick to what you need the most as a beginner, and I don't want to overwhelm you too much with too many rules that you don't need at this stage of your learning journey. Now, one more thing to say before we get started is that our focus today is only on the masculine form tous or tout, not tout, which also means all, but it is the feminine form. And we are not talking about the feminine form simply because the pronunciation of tout, so in the feminine, doesn't change like the masculine form does, depending on the two tips I'm going to give you. It is always pronounced tout. And one more thing for those who are new to the podcast, there is a cheat sheet that you can download to follow along, and there are also free exercises to download so you can practice what you are about to learn today. All the links are in the episode notes on your podcast platform. Okay, so let's dive in. Number one, you pronounce T-O-U-S, tous, when there is no noun after it. And if it doesn't make sense, don't worry, I'll give you examples in just a second. But I have a little trick for you as well. If you can swap T-O-U-S with everyone, with the word everyone in the English version, and if the sentence still makes sense, then that's your sign that the T-O-U-S should sound like tous. Now let's see some examples. Ils sont tous partis. They all left, or everyone left. Ils sont tous partis. I am pronouncing T-O-U-S in that sentence tous because there is no noun after it. Nous sommes tous prêts. We are all ready, or everyone is ready. Nous sommes tous prêts. Again, I am pronouncing T-O-U-S, tous, because there's no noun after tous. Bonjour à tous. Hello everyone. Bonjour à tous. There's nothing after tous. Vous êtes tous invités. You are all invited. Everyone is invited. Vous êtes tous invités. I am pronouncing T-O-U-S tous because there's no noun after that word. So hopefully that makes sense. Now let's move to tip number two. T-O-U-S is pronounced tout when it is followed by a noun. And my little trick, if you can swap T-O-U-S with every, with the word every in the English version, and the sentence still makes sense, then that is your sign that T-O-U-S should sound like tout. Now, let's see some examples. Tous les enfants vont à l'école. All children go to school. Every child go to school. Tous les enfants vont à l'école. I am pronouncing T-O-U-S as tout because there is a noun after tout. the noun, enfant. Il travaille tous les jours. He works every day. Il travaille tous les jours. I am pronouncing T-O-U-S. Tout, because there's a noun, the noun, jour, after it. Elle connaît tous les mots. She knows all the words. She knows every word. Elle connaît tous les mots. I am pronouncing T-O-U-S as tout because there is a noun after the noun mot. Tous les chiens aboient. All dogs bark. Every dog barks. Tous les chiens aboient. I am pronouncing T-O-U-S tout because there is a noun after it, the noun chien. I'm going to give you a quick recap. You pronounce T-O-U-S tous when there is no noun after it. For example, ils sont tous partis. You pronounce T-O-U-S tout when there is a noun after it. Par exemple, tous les enfants vont à l'école. So that is it from me. I hope this lesson helped. Now your next step is to go and practice what you've learned today. Without practice, my tips aren't going to stick. So go to the French Made Easy Exercises Library to download your exercises. It is free and the link is in the podcast descriptions. I'll chat with you next time. À bientôt. Bye.